You got me.
Dom the Monko.
Sabian Lavo. 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 Wow. I'm waiting for the Shashin. Ooh. Susan. Oh, man. I'm missing one. L2, please. I don't know. Front or some shit? What is it on the thing? Bingo. There it is. Dome, baby. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a little... It hurts like a bitch.
Ugh, I'm sore. I had 2 root canals on Saturday. I know. Nobody cares. Let's get into the show. And we got some shit to clear up. My bad. Because I'm really tired of this Hurricane Chris conversation. So we're going to end that today. So let's just get into today's show. And then we'll talk about all the things that we're going to talk about. Sometimes you think you know hip-hop, and then somebody that really knows hip-hop has to teach you about hip-hop. That'll be me today. I'm going to teach you some hip-hop. Well, that door is important. Did you hear all that?
Yeah.
That's nasty.
The sis, the imp. Yeah. No slave. 3.
Dom DeMarco.
Let's go. On God. Imp.
Good song. Yeah. My lips are still swollen. My face is swollen.
Lavo.
Shit.
And there's still no sleep.
No.
Trying to live out my dream.
Yeah.
Started out with a team. And that was just me. Empire to the death for me. I guess I'm out here reaching my destiny. Started off with an epiphany. Now I can drop 100 bands at Tiffany's. Yeah. Still Tim's in the white tee. Still me and wifey. Couple stores and I might be buying malls. Come watch me. Matter of fact, you can risk me. After I'm gone, I know they gon' miss me. Hate me. They can forget me. He didn't change. He's still the same. Talking slow, complacent as ever.
Yeah. Fire, y'all. Medicine. It's Kasabian. Kasabian Lavo Wine. Just in case ChatGPT or the AI don't understand, it's Kasabian. And I'm sure they'll get it wrong. But welcome back to the Kasabian Lavo Show, live from Las Vegas. This is episode 446, and I'll be your host, Kasabian, with talent on loan from God. I need to do this right off rip just to get this out the way. I've been getting talked about for the past like week and a half. I've been cyberbullied over my Hurricane Chris take and the bullshit that he did with the remix song that the little girl made that used the sample of him going a bay bay. The beef that I have with the song, and we'll play both the songs, and then I'm going to show you where the sample really comes from, because that's the true beef here. He believes that he deserves some type of credit for the song that the girl made up. And here's my problem. As an artist that was completely ice cold, ice age, underneath bricks of ice so big that nobody has spoke your name in years, this little girl made you hotter than fish grease. And instead of trying to work with her and just be happy that people are even talking about you, you pull this bullshit. You've been on a fucking press tour to talk about the little girl that made you hot. There's no reason why you're out here. Nobody gave a fuck about the music at all. The song, it's wild, bro. What's the song? Is it the TikTok A Bay Bay? Is it even on there? Can I find it on there? I'll find it through here. I'll find it. Because I've been getting yelled at for this shit, and the real sample's Tony, Tony, Tony. That's the issue. You're yelling at me over the fucking A Bay Bay sample, when in reality, you could have went on a fucking Casio and went, using them stupid-ass noises, and that would have been it. You see what I'm saying? Like, it is disrespectful to think that he thinks that he deserves some type of credit. In my eyes, he don't deserve no fucking credit for none of that shit. Take his fucking little stupid ass words out. And then he steals the song and records over it. How did he get the Tony, Tony, Tony sample? I don't understand. So we gonna find that shit, because that's beyond me. What? When was that? Boy, he rocked his bell. My bad, y'all. That's what happens when I'm on YouTube looking at shit. baby TikTok song. Here we go. Now, here's the thing. Hurricane Chris is upset because he says that the song is inspired by him. But I'm here to tell you the song is inspired by Tony Anniversary. And I have proof of this, and I can prove to you that the stupid song is not inspired by him. Y'all remember this, right? Can y'all hear that? Okay, here's my point. Here's my one point. We could remove the bae-bae part and the song is still hot. Remove that shit. All you gotta use is the hey. That's already installed on your fucking Casio. Get the fuck out of here. Listen to this. And then the song that it comes from, just for people that don't know. Nah, man. Tony. Here, this is the real song. This is the sample. This is what the fucking song comes from, and it's not even close to think that it don't. Yes, leave. Where's Anniversary? Listen. This is the sample. This is the sample. I'm gonna get shut down for this. This is the sample. And you could have done it. Hey, this is the sample. That the fucking A-Bay Bay song. This is the A-Bay Bay song, by the way. That sounds nothing like that shit. And for some goddamn reason, this boy thinks that he deserves some type of credit for what that girl did. Where the fuck do y'all hear any of this? What part of this song is in there besides him going, hey? Because that's it.
Funk Dog exclusive.
Hey, and I ain't even gonna give him play. Here's my point. Remove it and you can use the free sample that comes on your fucking Casio, your Yamaha, and the song is still the song. There's nobody that can tell me that Hurricane Chris inspired that song. And if he inspired that song, how come we haven't heard from him since A-Bay Bay? What the fuck are we talking about? As an artist who is ice cold, I wish I would wake up tomorrow to some young artist making me fucking scorching hot. Screeching hot. Screeching hot is not a temperature. Screeching hot is a noise. But if I was scorching hot, just waking up, and don't give me your mental health thing. I get it. It's Monday. We're going to get into mental health. It's just, you don't weaponize it. That's wrong. The sample is Tony Anniversary, not your fucking song. You don't deserve no credit. Be thankful that they made you hot because you're on a tour right now speaking about the little girl that made you hot. Every artist wants that feeling, bro. Every artist wants to wake up and be recognized again. What you did was steal her song. It completely disappeared. Nobody even listens to that shit no more. And that remix you made, I ain't seen a dance yet. How stupid is that? Kevin Hart was dancing to her song, not yours. You see what I'm saying? The world danced to her song, not yours. We danced to A-Bay, baby. I ain't taking that from you. But you did not do, no, fuck that. And everybody that keeps on talking they shitting, cyberbullying me. How the fuck the dude that had 4.5 teeth going cyber? I told my dentist, you got to hurry up and do the front part because the work that I'm doing is in the back. Y'all can't see that part. And I hate that shit because this is the stuff that I got to do for myself. As you notice, I'm like lisping. My whole shit is swollen. I had 2 root canals. I didn't even know I needed 2 root canals. I thought we were done. And I was just getting my new teeth. Nah, everything healed. And then they're like, oh, you're going to finish root canals. I was like, finish? Bro, I look like a chipmunk. This shit hurts so fucking bad. But it's besides the point. I've been bullied over this Hurricane Chris bullshit, and I'm tired of it. Fuck Hurricane Chris and his song. And I'm not going to let him use... If he was in a bad state mentally and emotionally in life, I understand that 100%. We all go through it. And here at the Kasabian Lavo Show, we don't ever judge anybody that's going through mental health, but one don't got to do with the other. You should be thankful that because of this little girl, you have now become a topic of conversation. Say what you want. Your analogy of stealing out of your pond is beyond me. I don't even know what the fuck that means. Your pond looked dim as shit and drier than a bitch. This little girl came and poured a fucking shit ton of water back in your pond just to make it look like a pond. Because your shit was looking more like a puddle, my boy. And that's okay. Like, bro, be happy that you had success at one point. Like, whatever the case is. Yeah, I noticed that this came off from the little hook thing, and that was driving me crazy. Anyway, just be thankful that you had a hit. What the fuck are you mad about? And then you ruin a new artist's song? I understand splits. I am all for it. Erykah Badu gets paid for my shit. It happens. I understand how that shit goes. Even if you don't want to, motherfuckers are going to get paid. That's not my point. I'm not upset at the game. I know how that shit goes. I be flagging motherfuckers all the time on YouTube. I'm not mad at that. But if a new artist is coming up and they're experimenting with your sounds, what the fuck are you doing? That's hip hop. And it's a New Jersey song. So even if they did take your Down South sample, again, be happy that you're a part of something that's so hip hop that the whole world danced to it. What the fuck? Like, I don't think I said nothing wrong the first time I was talking about that shit. And I'm sure I'm going to get all types of flags and copyrights today. I don't own the rights to none of that fucking music. I don't even care about none of that fucking music. Hurricane Chris, like I said, ass. Hey, bro, I love A-Babe. I used to do the vroom vroom dance and all that bullshit and snapping. And I did all that shit too, bro. I love that fucking song. I had t-shirts down to my knees too, dog. I think one time I stood in front of a railroad track and did the rock with it, lean with it one time and said, hey, baby, I don't know, dog. You're probably my favorite fucking rapper. Why are you yelling at me? And if you sending them at me, that's cool, but that's whack. You want to talk about it? We can talk about it. The sample ain't got shit. We can sit down and break down the sample because that's hip hop. Let's break it down. You ain't got shit to do with the song. I could replace you with a standard sound that's inside of a Yamaha keyboard, that's inside of a Casio tape player. Fuck that. It's bullshit. There's free samples right now that go, hey, 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 that we can get rid of you with. So, with that being said, I said what I said, bro. You don't deserve shit. You could have got some credit for it, but instead you killed the whole thing. That's what happened. I know. And this, yo, you see Loner?
Oh, God.
With his crown?
Okay.
Is he saying the king is in the building? That's crazy.
I do it on my lawn.
That's when you crazy. Want to-
It get lonely.
All right. So let's get into today's show. Let's talk about the things that we got to talk about. We got a bunch of topics here on the table, but what we're going to do is we're going to go through our ChatGPT monologue, and then I'll get into some stories, and then we'll get into some news stories. How about that?
I think that's a good fucking idea.
Don't you, Susan? Ew, don't speak to me in that fashion. How dare you? I don't know. I really was just appalled that I had my dentist. I wish I could show y'all the picture. My dentist was doing the part where they measure and then they got to shove those damn like bars in your tooth hole. Okay. I'm getting mouth work done because I need to be handsome for the camera. So maybe I should tell a story properly. Matter of fact, let's get into this, and then I'll tell y'all what happened and why my face looks fatter than usual. Not too much on Susan. Hey, I love this guy, bro. Somebody send this guy a bottle for me. I love this fucking guy. Loner's in the building. Everybody. Loner's here. Loner's back. Boys in the building. Are we ready now? Can I get into the monologue? I'm just waiting for your okay, and I'll jump right into it. You know, this is my B mic. Look at him. He's over there contemplating. I can see him contemplating. Today's show was wild, by the way. I ain't even gonna lie, bro. They really went off on Mel. And then I really thought Ish was gonna beat the shit out of Joe. All right. Stop. Let me stop. Okay. I'm reloaded.
Oh, God.
All right, you guys. Welcome to the Xavier Lavo Show, where we dive into the latest news and hot topics that captivate the world. Today, we discuss the groundbreaking water deal cut over the Colorado River usage and will shed light on the need for stability in this situation. This is going to affect Las Vegas, Arizona, California, and pretty much all of us for the foreseeable time period. We got to talk about this shit. And let's get ready for the 10-second test. That's how we test to see if you're going to live long. And I'll tell you what the 10-second test is, so get ready. For some reason, they thought it was about knowledge. We unpack the latest claims from Harry and Meghan, exploring their impact on the global stage of fuckery. Okay, that's what it is with them. And shout out to ASAP Rocky. There was a fight that broke out in the crowd, and he was with his wife, and he was like, you better calm the fuck down. I'm with my girl, you heard? and everybody started acting like gentlemen. We examined the rapper Fetty Wap's claims that COVID-19 influences actions, and that's why he's in jail, because times got hard. We'll definitely get into that. Did Lomachenko really lose? Let's analyze this recent fight, and we'll discuss the reason behind the perceived loss. And surprise news for today. Got surprise news. Tom Brady is now a Raider. Well, he owns a part of the team. We'll explore the implications of this for the NFL. And join us for an electrifying episode of the Kasabian Laval Show, filled with captivating discussions and thought-provoking insight. Let's dive the fuck in. I think it's going to be a great show. I know.
Okay.
Hey,
I do it on my own.
Hey,
when you on top, 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 it get lonely.
Harry. Harry was in an Uber in New York with his old lady, and he was like, "Hey, mate, can you make it seem like we're having a high-speed chase? I need to post it on my Instagram and make it seem like we're in a high-speed chase." Don't fucking tell me that my accent is bad. I don't give a shit, okay? Don't get on my TikTok. Don't get on my YouTube and yap at me like, "Oh, your fucking accent is so cringy. You fucking Americans don't know nothing." Like, I don't fucking care. And he was like, "Hey, love, make me look like we're in a high-speed chase through Manhattan, okay, mate?" The taxi driver's like, "Hey, yo, my boy, no, we're just driving." Anyway, for context, Harry and Meghan were in New York City at a party. They leave the party, and after the party, they were in a high-speed chase in Manhattan. When the fuck have you ever seen a high-speed chase in Manhattan? Nothing high besides weed smoke or other drugs. There's no high speed anything in Manhattan. The subway is high speed in Manhattan. What the fuck? Who believed that bullshit? Come to find out, the Uber driver testified it was bullshit, or somebody questioned him like, "Hey man, this shit really happened? Was there a high speed chase?" No. There was like police that were fucking secretly watching and guiding them, shutting down lights for them. Like, it's very odd how none of this shit happened that they said happened. And they try to make it seem as if it was like the night that his mom got oofed, like my son says. Why are we fucking still listening to these two buffoons that tell us that they don't want us to talk about them? Then you go and say stupid shit like this. You can't tell the Puerto Rican Uber driver to give you a high-speed chase. He's going to be like, "Oh yeah, papi, you got to pay more money. Well, I don't give a fuck. ¿Tú entiendes? Porque aquí no vamos a estar speeding, mierda. I'm not going to pay for no tickets, okay?" What are you talking about? Who has a high-speed chase in Manhattan? Like, what the fuck is... What was that movie with Queen Latifah? What was the movie with Queen Latifah and Jimmy Kimmel? What was it, Taxi or some shit? You think this is Taxi, you fucking idiot? Like, wake up, dude. 30 million fucking people in Manhattan, dog. You're not high-speed shit. God, that shit frustrates me. Anyway, after watching the fight this weekend, I honestly thought boxing is either going to fall the fuck apart or figure it out. I don't understand what they're doing with letting in the next competitor in the ring. Boxing used to make that a very sacred moment when you won. Now they're making it more of a spectacle, and I understand they're trying to sell the fights. But what happened with this fight with Lomachenko and Haney was basically the young bull came in and the old bull's got to go. We got to sell tickets. There's only so many more tickets Lomachenko's going to be able to sell, and it is what it is. Yeah, he won. I thought he did a spectacular job, but the judges didn't. So it is what it is. Congratulations to Haney, and let's just hope he can carry that. What I would like to see is fights every 3 months. I think this shit is getting ridiculous. I think boxing is boring as fuck. I think it's time they put him to fight. We need to put the rest, that whole zero makes you a great fighter. I need to see some losses out there. I need to see these boys really fighting. We're not putting them to the test. I'm not impressed. I think boxing is dead. It's more exciting to watch the YouTubers. And it's not, and we could tell with the numbers. The YouTube fucking fights are doing spectacular. When you look at the numbers, regular boxing matches are struggling because nobody fucking wants to wait. First off, the time, the structure, if they don't make the shit work more fluidly, nobody's going to give a shit. And I'm not talking about, I'm just saying it just doesn't flow well. It moves old. It feels old. There's a revamping that needs to come, and it's not working well. I wish the best for them, but that is not what I wanted to see. At all. I saw the clip where I was reading the shit with ASAP, with him and Rihanna. I was just like, man, tear in my eye, dog. That's what I want to hear. And speaking of tears in my, when I'm fighting Maul, I don't know. Maul got beef. I sock his ass out. I just watched him on that podcast with the dude with the long dreads, and he was talking all type of shit. But I mean, it's whatever. If I got to square up with Maul now too. You know what's really fucked up? That the longer we go, the more I start to understand Joe's point. Like, we'll talk in a minute. We'll talk in a minute. Fucking Joe Budden podcast. Joe Budden podcast. So funny. Oh, man. What else happened? Okay, so let's talk about my dental experience. While I'm getting cyberbullied, they're stitching videos of me on TikTok about Hurricane Chris and his garbage-ass song and his fucking shitty claims. I got the dentist sticking rods and shit in my root canals, and I'm like, I want to fuck you up, but I can't even yell at you right now, so I had to wait till after my two root canals to cuss you out. And then I said that you should get your teeth checked because you look like you need help too. So we need to work together in this instance. Stop talking shit about me and go brush your fucking teeth and let's get you a dentist appointment like me. Now, I know my shit is fucked up, but I'm working. I was literally in the chair while you was talking shit to me. Why? Motherfuckers are telling me that Hurricane Chris Abebe was a cultural movement. Okay, bro, it was a cool song, but if he was that goddamn popping, why he ain't have another one? And don't blame me. I'm just here to talk about it. I'm not here hating. I love the motherfucking Abebe. Let it play. That's my song, Abebe. But leave me the fuck alone about the shit. My opinion stands. The song is a sample and a remix to Tony Anniversary. They ain't got dick to do with Abebe Hurricane Chris. So all y'all that's in y'all feelings, fuck y'all. And I said real clearly, I am hip-hop. That's not for judgment, for none of that. Y'all can't even say shit to me. You too stupid to realize where the sample comes from. We can't discuss hip-hop. Leave me alone. God damn. It's Mental Health Mondays. Don't read comments. Don't watch the Stitch videos of them talking shit about you. Just don't do it. It's not good for you. Because then you get mad and you start playing videos in front of your TV when your face is swollen like Kanye. You're like Hitch. And talking shit to people, and that's not good for your mental health. And this is probably the first time in 3 days that I've felt like I could speak decently. So, don't read the comments. It's just not good for you. What the fuck's the point? We're too old for that shit anyway. What's the fucking point? I have no, I have no comment for the rage. Like, leave me alone. I don't care. That's all I wanted to say the whole time. I don't care. Leave me alone. First off, the clip is old as shit. Hurricane Chris's song was old as shit. And just because he's on a press tour talking about this incident is the only reason why they're still talking about him. Nobody's talking about his music. I ain't heard a song yet. The fuck out of here. All right. Are we ready? Let's get into today's show. Let's do it. Do we have news music? And now, the news. I swear we need a spotlight right there. So the way the lights are set up in the studio, it's a rod. And you mount your lights with these horseshoe, like half circle things. Just trying to make it as simple as possible. So basically all the lights are like on a shower curtain thing that slides. Because it's just a pipe and it's mounted. And you slide them around and move them out. You need them. I need a spotlight, like, right there so that when I look that way and go, the news, it just turns on and just warms me up. Like, so when I'm looking that way, that's what I'm looking for. It's just not there yet. So when we find the right spotlight, I got to ask around, see what kind of light. Just, like, something warm and just, like, right here just goes, tring, but it has to cut through the other light. So I don't know. We'll talk about it. Stories out of CNN. Three Southwest states announced Monday they have struck a historic deal to cut billions of gallons of the Colorado River usage over the next 4 years, about half of which could be completed by next year in an effort to starve off at a crisis. Wow, are we really doing that? Are we just going to stop using water for a year? Hold up. In an effort to stave or save? Because that says stave off a crisis at the nation's largest reserve. The deal between California, Arizona, and Nevada agrees to cut at least 3 million acres feet of water through 2026, around 10% 10% of the state's Colorado River allocation. I mean, I don't even know what the fuck that even looks like. What the fuck is that? A million acre feet? Like, that doesn't even sound like real numbers. That's amazing. Water that could be used otherwise to irrigate farms or generate hydro power or feed municipal drinking water systems. That's terrifying because the hydropower they speak of is Hoover Dam. The water cuts could be split up amongst farmers, tribes, and cities who are working with federal governments on short-term payments in exchange for water savings. Most of the cuts would be compensated with at least $1 billion in federal funding from the Inflation Reduction Act. The Inflation Reduction Act is giving $1 billion. Wonderful. That's fucking great. The Inflation Reduction Act, about 1.5 million acre feet of that water is set to be cut off by 2024. I have hiccups. First off, let me tell you something. The Inflation Reduction Act, it's not working. Inflation's through the roof, and we're still becoming a nation of renters. It's happening. There's still certain cities that you can't even get a house, and you're stuck renting, and rents are as high as mortgages continuously. The amount that rent has gone up year over year is going to continue, but the amount of income has not. So what we see is a staggering fucking issue of a renter's nation of broke people because they're forcing people to pay 10 times the amount of fucking living for nothing, for half of what we used to have. Like, they're really getting everybody accustomed living in apartments and condos and townhomes as opposed to promoting and wanting people to live in homes. I don't know. We'll see what happens. During COVID, I say that Joey Diaz said some of the most enlightening shit that ever just blew my mind. And I always like sharing it with y'all. Joey Diaz said COVID made you face your choices in life. With every choice that you made during the lockdown, you had to face every single choice and you had no options. But the choices that you had made were now laid in front of you. The person you chose, the home that you lived in, the neighborhood you chose, the job that you had at the time. You had to face it, right? Some people started changing their careers. Some people did great. Some people digressed. Some people call it a bandemic. Other people call it a pandemic. Who knows what it was for you? But for one person, it didn't go too good. And that's Fetty Wap. Out of Vibe, Fetty Wap's lawyer. Why is that so low? Fetty Wap's lawyers are looking to get a lighter sentence for his drug trafficking case dating back to his 2021 arrest. The 31-year-old's legal team says that his financial struggles caused him to get into this multi-million-dollar drug ring. Fetty Wap takes care of a lot of people. Fetty Wap feels obligated to continue taking care of a lot of people, and when the music money dried up, he had to figure out other ways. What makes this case unusual is Mr. Maxwell's motivation, they wrote. Personal gains was not in his motivation. Rather, he was motivated by his commitment to his financial supporting others. Yeah, because you could financially support others in different ways, but okay. He now realizes that he does not have to carry the weight of the world on his shoulders. Suddenly, it felt like his life was going in reverse. He became ashamed when he began to struggle to keep up the lifestyle that he had created for so many. Really? This is the bullshit they're going to feed the judge? They added, his judgment became impaired desperate, to keep up with the financial obligations Mr. Maxwell became involved. No, this is the worst attorney I've ever seen in my life. What the fuck? Oh, he sold drugs because he wanted to take care of his people. He wasn't selling drugs because he wanted to be rich and famous anymore. Duh. God forbid he figured out, leveraging his name for a company or finding other ways to get it. And I understand sometimes there isn't another way. It's hard to see him go out like this. Shout out to Fetty. I hope he comes out soon. This doesn't make it better. Like, when people get in trouble for shit like this, I'm like, can we really weigh out the options? What happens when he goes for this long? And then the real issue that America still faces when it comes to our shitty jail system is that once you go to jail, you forever go to jail because it never goes away. It follows you for the rest of your life. It's horrible how the system treats people when they come out. They're tagged for the rest of their life like animals. It's like lobsters. They tag their tails. Have you ever seen when they catch lobsters? They go, oh, look at this pretty lobster here. And they go, oh, somebody tagged the lobster. We got to tag it too and let them know we found it. Like, that's what happens when you go to jail. They tag you forever. You never do your time and just come home and that's it. No, you can't find a job. You can't do a lot of things. And you revert to the only thing you know because that's just what works. Not a good reason, but it happens and it continues to happen. And people wonder why. They wonder why. What if Fetty couldn't get it any other way? It meaning money. I know what you're saying, Sabian. There should be always another way. There should be. But what if he didn't know any other way? What if he came from hustling to music and he didn't learn any business? How do you feel about that? Who's obligated to teach? Right? Each one teach one. He was in the presence of a lot of fucking famous people that have a lot of businesses. Why didn't anybody lean over and teach him? I mean, you live in access. I get it. People can live in access, but you can't go back to selling dope. Are you fucking crazy? Like, what are you talking about? There's a lot of tests to check if you're going to live longer. One is hanging on a bar, like a pull-up bar. If you can hold on to a pull-up bar for 60 seconds, you're good. You're going to be here for a little bit. Jump. Frequently jump. Don't, like, do it at the store. Don't just be, like, at the store and go, and just jump. And people go, oh, shit, sir, are you okay? Like, I'm at that age, I think, that if I jump, people would be like, sir, are you okay? Somebody was like, sir, do you need some help? And I'm like, who the fuck are you talking? Am I the sir? I ain't never been in the system, bitch. First off, I had a great, you know what? I never been in the system, dog. I don't even know what you're talking about. There's no paperwork party for me with WAC. None of that. That shit never happened. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I was mostly on the road during my younger age anyway. What the fuck are we talking about? I never did anything. I was an impact on the community, okay? I don't know for what, but that's what they said. And I didn't do anything but make sure that everybody had what they needed, okay? That's it. I just did what they needed. Okay, so to test if you're going to live longer, you got to jump a lot. Something about jumping, I don't know if it's like some prehistoric shit that we used to do where we jumped all the time, but jump randomly. And don't let people point at you and go, excuse me, person, don't do that. You can hurt yourself. You go, you shut up, you young piece of shit. I could jump. Don't tell me I can't jump, you motherfucker. But here's a test called the 10-second test. And it's fairly simple. The funny thing is, I know kids that don't got balance and can't do this shit. But if you can't do this, you're going to die. You suck. Oh, come on. I know you out your motherfucking mind. Yo, Loner, why you always say shit like this? What are you talking about? Post it then. Show everybody. Crazy? Show everybody. And you know I got to dot your eye now, right? Like, no matter if we close or not, next time I see you, I'm popping off on you. Don't be upset and don't cry because I punch you right in your shit. But because you said that, I got to punch you right in your fucking eye. I don't know which eye, but I'm going to dot that motherfucker. That out of homie love, bro. I'm going to give you a hug. I'm going to hold you tight after I do that shit. If we're going to be good, we want some In-N-Out burger after I do that shit. I'm going to bust your shit. For sure. Like, not even for sure. Why'd you do that? Now you threw me all off. Now you got me looking like I'm a bad person. Because now I got to dot your eye for what you said. I can't deal with learning shit today. Do you want to know the test that's going to determine if you're going to live long? I'm here to tell you.
I do it on my lonely. When you on top, it get lonely.
All right. Stories out of ink. Or is it INC or is it ink? INC. To test, well, it's simple. You got to lift your leg until your thigh is parallel to the ground and see if you can balance yourself on 1 foot for 10 seconds. And then it had a whole bunch of malarkey about blood pressure and shit, but I didn't care. So if you could do that for 10 seconds, you're good. You should be able to live a little bit longer. Do the hanging on the bar for 60 seconds. That really shows you where you stand in, like, life if there's ever a fire. Be prepared for shit. You know what I want to do, and I think it should be mandatory. I think you should have, you and your family, this is just me, and I think I'm gonna really start doing this. I think you should take your family to an escape room, like, once every 6 months, like a checkup, just to see where everybody is. Like, I want to see how smart you are. I want to see if you can move. Can you jump? Can you escape some shit? Can you climb real high? Can you run fast? Just want to see where you are in case that, you know, the house blows up. I don't know. What if there's a fucking earthquake? I just always fear Armageddon, and I go, well, it's me or them, and I'm out. Shut the fuck up. It's happening. Susan, it's really happening. You know what's happening tomorrow? Do you know what's happening tomorrow? Do you know what's happening tomorrow? How about you?
Okay.
I wasn't even allowed to point in my house. Are you crazy? Guess what's happening tomorrow?
I do it on my lonely. When you on top, it get lonely.
Tomorrow, HBO becomes Max. And Discovery Plus mushes into that. What streaming has done is has caused bigger companies to take all the shit they've always wanted to because streaming has failed them. It's awesome. HBO owns everything. Fucking everything. I watched South Park on HBO. Crazy, right? Stories out of Vulture. Tomorrow's the day that HBO is Max. That's it. It's just Max. It's just Max now. Nothing else. No more HBO. It's making room for its much bigger, bluer, and much larger streaming service son, Max. So there's no more HBO Max. It's just Max. Son. There's not much more to say about this transition that we haven't already said. It's been a year watching Warner Brothers discover, endure, change, pain, remove content from its HBO Max. And as we all funnier shenanigans by the CEO, David Schlavin. Is that his last name? Slavin. Why do you put these names in front of me? My mouth doesn't make those words. And what shenanigans did he do? Did I miss something that happened at HBO? Yo, bro, remove your weird ass comments. Like, I'm going to have to get you, like, we're going to delete you. That's what we're going to do. The HBO Max changeover, though, is something that may directly affect your streaming. So we put together a handy dandy guide to answer a few questions because we love you. Why is it happening? Well, one, because like I said, HBO is like Thanos. They're scooping the whole shit up. What's basically happened is that bigger streaming services with more money have watched these smaller services fail and they've been able to acquire them. And they're just basically buying up everything that they've always wanted to, honestly. So basically, Warner Brothers and Discovery tied the knot and they decided that they need to overhaul their streaming strategy. And that led to Max, the latest Pokemon evolution of HBO Max's earlier forms, being HBO Go, and then HBO Now, and then HBO Max. And then Max will be all the shit combined and all the programming will once be found on all the program that once was found on Discovery Plus, like 90 Day Fiance and Property Brothers with stuff like that will all be on HBO Max with things like Sex in the City. Do you think people give a shit? Like, who cares? Have you seen the shit that's on Discovery Plus? It's not as PC as they're trying to make it seem. But at least the changes may be that you get to get a cute... What? Toroto? No. Mm-mm. I don't like that they think that people are this naive or this stupid. Do you care about the little characters that you have on your Apple TV thing? Is that a thing? Content-wise, Max will look pretty familiar. They'll still be the same collections of HBO shows, films, and the DC superhero characters. The Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Max Originals, the Studio Ghibli films. What is that? Which one is Ghibli films? Another additional content you might recognize from Discovery Plus is going to be available on the platform with categories and collections devoted to true crime, reality TV, food, comedy programming for the likes of the HGTV, Food Network, Discovery Channel, TLC, and ID. That's pretty fucking dope. I think it's awesome. And now we got a damn. I need like a Vegas song. Is this serious news? I blame Loner for that whole last segment. Dummy. And now, serious news. This is like so serious. Oh man, there's a new Raider in town. Stories out of ESPN, Henderson, Nevada. The Las Vegas Raiders owner Mark Davis acknowledged Monday that he has come to an agreement with Tom Brady for the retired quarterback and future Pro Football Hall of Famer to join the organization's ownership group pending the NFL approval. That's so weird to me. I've never understood how this works. I think other owners have to say that he's good. I believe that that's how this works. If anybody knows more information on how the NFL team ownership thing works, can you fill me in? Pause. just give me more information, sprinkle me, teach me what that really means when they say that. Is the NFL, when they say NFL pending approval, are they meaning the NFL as the whole, or they mean the other owners? I'm just curious. We're excited for Tom to join the Raiders. Davis told ESPN on a phone call from the NFL spring meeting in Minneapolis. And it's exciting because he will be there. He will be. Really? Is that a real thing? My bad. Look, I don't know sports, but it said he's just the third player in history to own a team. Or be owner of a team. Really? Is that it? There's only been three players to ever do this. Well, two. Because if he's a third, who are the first two? This is interesting to me. It is exciting. Tom Brady will be the third player in history of National Football League to become an owner, player owner. That's pretty awesome. Good for Tom Brady. Welcome to Vegas. Welcome to the Raiders. This shit's dope. No, I don't know. Loner commented and said something stupid, and now we got to deal with the repercussions. Way to go, Loner. God, you're worse than Mel, bro. Worse than Mel. And you know what? Joe did that shit. Whatever they said Joe did, he did it. But that is the show. That's the wrong song. That's the wrong song. That was my bad. There it is. I said there it is. And that's the show. Now I gotta go back to icing my face. Damn root canal whooped my ass. Root canals. Loner's on one. Man, it was a great show. I think so.
I just want to hit the city, pop a bottle, daddy. Who's coming with me? Hey. I'm trying to blow it all, make it right back. And I ain't sweating that so.
Tell the DJ, bring it back. When she hit the stage, my all right, y'all. That's the show. My name is Sabian. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Live-O loves you. That's why it was so dark.
Show you what you're worth, a well time spent.
So fall in love.
Let's make a toast. Right, I want to do the most. Take your breath away. Hold you close. Make you warm when you're cold. And if you're hot, make you.